You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
In this world of turmoil, you're struggling to find energetic balance, and you panic because your spirituality is not where you desire it to be. Yet creating a powerful foundation of empowerment is what you know you can achieve. Hi, I am Martin Neil Campbell, author of the book Receiving the Gift We Give, which is available on Amazon eBooks and my website, receivingthegiftwegive.com. I invite you to uncover your power and greatly expand your energies by embracing your divine self.
Sovereign Self is about individual empowerment and freedom. In exploring this sovereign self, our discussions will encompass self-love, oneness, and diverse spiritual understandings, as life is a journey of expansion which never ends. Join author Martin Neil Campbell, trainer and business facilitator Karen Murphy, and spiritual archaeologist Ron Mayer as their discussions help lead their listeners into an ever-expanding journey of peace, love, joy, and freedom to become who you desire and be your sovereign self.
Welcome to Sovereign Self. I'm your host, Martin Neil Campbell, and your two fabulously divine and always insightful co-hosts are Ron Mayer and Karen Murphy. Say hello to our audience, Karen and Ron.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, folks. How are you this evening?
Good, I hope, because We have an interesting program for you. Given the time of year and where we're heading, this program of Sovereign Self is about gratitude and thanks. Now, we all know that Karen, we have frequently called our Queen of Gratitude. And not without reason, because she always reminds everyone to give gratitude and why. And she talks about gratitude a lot. This is a fabulous thing, because we should. So we have an interesting program. It is, as I said, mainly about gratitude, because we do have the Queen of Gratitude on the program, as always. But the question is, why is gratitude important? I would say that gratitude sets the tone of requesting and offering love. And I stole that from Ron. It creates an opening for healing and removing stress. Mm-hmm. And the intent to heal is very important. And we all know that, because you want to heal, you want to make yourself an improved person on all sorts of fronts. And whether that's emotionally or physically or all of the above, gratitude is asking for healing. So when you have gratitude, it is the same as asking for healing and setting things into balance and order. You can't have gratitude and be hateful at the same time. It's like we always have said about love. You can't love and hate someone at the same time. Well, the same applies to gratitude. You can't have gratitude towards things and then be hateful, because that means you have no gratitude there at all. Today, especially in this day and age and where we are, I imagine a lot of you are fed up of being in a state of anger and anguish and hateful and everything that's been going on, and just being stressed over everything. Mm-hmm. It was interesting, Ron put out a post, and unfortunately I didn't mark down. It was a copy of someone else's post, but what it had in it was three ways to fail at everything in life. And the three things listed was always blame others, always complain, and never be grateful. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not exactly what it said, but it gives the point.
Yeah.
The interesting thing there is that is so true. In that, if you want to fail in life, yeah, just go keep blaming others, complaining, and last but certainly not least is the one we're going to tackle, is don't have any gratitude. Because gratitude heightens opening your center of love. And gratitude and giving thanks moves you into your heart, and it moves you into a place of calm appreciation, just a whole better energy, a higher vibration of energy to get you out of the lower vibrations of energy. It's interesting, because the program called Gratitude and Thanks, there's an interesting twist I want to throw in on thanks. Giving thanks is, I find, interesting because it is a statement of what is also, not what could be. So when you give thanks for something that you receive. So when you're giving thanks for something, it's essentially also saying, I have received it. Thank you. It's not you can't give thanks for something that isn't there yet. You only give thanks for things that are there. So you have gratitude and thanks tied in together, and it ties them both in that thanks puts it in the now, and you're thanking for what you have. So it puts you in the mindset that you have it. And gratitude sets your whole balance in order and makes you move to your center of love. What makes you move? It automatically moves you to your center of love if you're in gratitude. So those two in combination are extremely important. As I said, given the time of year and Thanksgiving and everything else, what better program than to talk about gratitude and thanks? So on that, I will throw it out to one or other of you, Karen and Ron, and who wants to go first? Karen, this time?
Well,
since you're the queen of gratitude.
I love the concept of gratitude. It wasn't always in my path, but for many, many years now, it has been. Mm-hmm. And I can say that it really, when I give gratitude, it heightens my emotional being of love. And when I feel gratitude, I actually almost feel this feeling of euphoria. It compels me to move to what I call my higher self and to move away from all of those transgressions of angst and stress and all those kinds of things. And it kind of re-energizes me. It compels me to be a better person. And it actually moves me to a secondary level, and that is to give back. If I'm actually feeling gratitude in my heart and I give thanks and I actually verbalize it, then all of a sudden I feel this emotion that says, oh gosh, I'm so grateful. Now how do I give back? So it really becomes a part of who I am and to participate in moving humanity forward. And it's interesting, Martin, in your introduction, because each day, and I think, Martin, you taught me this and in conjunction with a number of other people, but each day I try, and I do it most days, but not always. I'm not perfect, because none of us are, yet we're perfectly divine in who we are. But each morning I start my day with, I give thanks. Thank you for the opportunity to have this day and to have this opportunity to move to my highest being. And secondarily, I say, I give thanks for all of my experiences. Good, bad, indifferent, however I engaged in them, I give thanks for them because they led me to exactly where I am, which is exactly where I'm meant to be. And then I get to move forward. So gratitude is a huge part of my life.
Mm-hmm. You had mentioned earlier, Martin, about giving thanks for stuff that you've already received. But I also want to add that you can also give thanks for, as what Karen was saying, the opportunity to achieve something or to get something that you might be wanting. You're opening yourself up to being able to receive something when you're giving thanks and you're giving gratitude. So gratitude can also be used in achieving or obtaining things that you even currently don't have right now, but are wanting to have because you're giving thanks for the opportunity to actually receive it. And that opens that window. So even when you don't have something, you could still be grateful for having the opportunity of eventually getting what it is that you're desiring.
What I meant by saying thanks for what you received, that's true. But what I also meant by some of my comments was that when you give thanks for something, give thanks as though it's already there and it will be. So give thanks in the immediate for making it so. Don't give thanks for hoping it will be so. Give thanks for so that it is so. Continue, Ron.
I love the 3 points, and I'd like to go back over some of these points because I find that they're extremely important in many, many cases. You're not in a grateful state. You're usually following number one or number two. Number one being that you're blaming all of your problems on other people. As a self-sovereign individual, the primary principle that we're acting on is taking responsibility for what it is that you have in your life. the moment, that can be a scary thing too for many people, because it means that if they start taking responsibility for everything, once they start looking at what that statement can mean, there's a general fear that they may be overwhelmed with the responsibility of what they then have to acknowledge and then maybe even change in themselves. To stop blaming others for your situation in life also has that added effect of stating to the universe, I don't want to change. Things are not going to change ever because I'm going to continue blaming others for stuff that is continuing to happen to me. And
yes.
that's the same thing with number two, which states that you're complaining about everything. When you complain, in the act of actually complaining, what it is also stating, just like the first one, is that you do not believe that anything will ever change.
Yeah.
This is why you're complaining about it.
Yeah.
Subsequently, you're going to ask, it's never going to change, and you're continually going to re-experience what it is you're complaining about over and over and over again. The antidote to that is always to be in a grateful state.
Yes, because you can't be grateful and complain about something.
No.
Because then you wouldn't be grateful for it.
They can't exist in the same frequency, in the same thought. It's impossible.
And usually when people are complaining about something, it is really something they should be looking at to see what it's teaching them.
Mm-hmm.
What is it about you that makes you so upset about that? Or what are you judging that you are really just judging in yourself? And if you are blaming others or complaining all the time, you're pushing out something within you that you don't want to face.
Mm.
Being grateful for it allows you to step back and examine it. Because when you're grateful for it, you look at all the things it brought you. And Karen had it right. You wouldn't be who you are without all these things. So be grateful for all. Unless you want to be a different person.
Mm-hmm.
And most people do not think that they want to be a different person. They're quite defensive of who they are, and rightly so, because you should be happy about who you are and that you have the opportunity to grow and move forward. Everyone can look at themselves and say, I'd like to change that or I'd like to change this. But then there's the loop. Blame and complain never gets you there. But
right.
Gratitude will get you moving there. So you should be grateful for everything because it made you who you are and allows you to move forward. So it's a very tied in, so intricately tied into so many things, gratitude. That,
it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is, Barton, and I love what you said. You know, I often, each morning before I go to work, there's obviously days where I feel that, you know, oh, I'd like to complain about this. I'd like to complain about that. And I wake up in the morning thinking, oh, I'm not really thrilled about this, not really thrilled about that.
Mm-hmm.
So when I start my day and I do my, as all of our listeners know, I've talked about often, I do my mocha meditation walk. And it starts with, as I said earlier in the show, about I'm very thankful for everything I have. But then what I do go into is, so why am I angry about this? Or why am I frustrated about that? And I think the next verbiage that comes through my head as I'm doing my walking meditation is, thank you for making me aware that I'm feeling these emotions. And then I ask for help. That's the next step. And it help me to understand where all of these emotions may be coming from, and help me to put them into perspective so I can continue to live my day today in this moment in the highest way I can possibly be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when you're giving gratitude, like you were saying, something, you'll get up in the morning and you'll say, I am grateful for this or I'm grateful for that. Whatever it is that you're grateful for, it has to be authentic and it has to be real. Otherwise, the voice of discontent will say, oh, you're kidding. You honestly
exactly.
believe that. So if you're wanting the statement of being grateful to have the kind of emotional impact that you're looking for, which is to lift you emotionally, the statements of I am grateful for, whatever follows that, has to be as authentic as possible.
Absolutely, Ron. And you know, one of the things I would say is a maybe a technique or tool that maybe some of our listeners may or may not like, but that is to put a little recipe card beside your bed.
Yes.
And truly say, I'm grateful for this and this. Not in an emotional state of I'm in angst about something or other. Sit down, take 5 minutes and say, what are you thankful for? I did that once and I keep it beside my bed. And I, every morning, well, not every morning, I would like to say I do it, but I don't every morning, but I do think about it, about what I'm thankful for. And that might be something like, I'm thankful for friendships. I'm thankful for a roof over my head. I'm thankful for the four seasons. I'm thankful for my free thought. It could be anything.
Yeah.
And,
now, it's interesting. Bart. When I give thanks before I go to sleep, and when I give thanks at night before I go to sleep, I say, thank you for everything. And I think of the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, the immediate ones come to mind. Thank you for this wonderful event that happened, and thank you for this great thing that happened, and this and this. But then my mind automatically goes to, okay, what didn't seem to go in the best way today? And I look at it and I give thanks for it.
Yeah,
because when I give thanks and list all the things that didn't go well, my mind immediately now turns to, what can I learn from that?
Mm-hmm.
And I look at it and I go, yeah, that's what you were doing that caused that. And I'm going, okay, now I know what to work on not to cause that again. I give thanks for those, what people would normally call negative things. Because now they allow me every day to sit down and go, okay, I'm thankful for them because it's teaching me where I should go if I no longer want to be that.
Right, and what do I learn?
And after a while, it gets to be such a good habit that they come to you and you almost get the insights pretty clearly immediately as to what you need to shift. And it's great for that.
And what I have been doing more than anything is actually just giving gratitude that things will turn out fine and give thanks. And, you know, they turn out fine.
I love giving thanks for things that went well, but I'll just add that even on those days where nothing really went really well and nothing really went bad, I give thanks for the calm day. I just say thank you for a calm day so I could have that relaxation and bit in between where I'm not slapped with anything all of a sudden during my work day.
You know, that, I agree. I actually do the I'm so thankful for all of this and this and this and this. But you know what? This kind of perplexed me. Wasn't great. So I'm asking for your help. Please show me what is I'm supposed to see. Because I know I'm supposed to see something. So I just leave that with the universe.
Right.
One of the things that I also want to mention here is when you're thankful for something, your immediate response will be one of emotion. So that if you wake up at the first thing in the morning and you're trying to be really specific about what am I thankful for and you can't figure anything out, start with something, as what Kara was saying, start with something very general. And yes, I'm thankful to be here today. I'm thankful for another morning. Oh, I'm thankful for the sun. As you begin to go down your list, and each one that you list has an emotional reaction that says, yeah, that's true. You know, as I said earlier, it has to be authentic. So if your emotional body, for instance, Martin was saying that if you had a really difficult thing that happened to you during the day, and in the evening you were listing all of the things that you were grateful for, and you come across this very difficult thing, and you say to yourself, I'm grateful for the fact that I got dumped on today, and blah, blah. If your emotional reaction is not yet there in order to embrace the potential that you are truly thankful for that, then back up and you have to work your way down to that point in order to be thankful for that.
Yeah. That's a good point, Ron. I know that there's some days, not recently, but there are some days that I would wake up and I would feel no gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
And I would not feel really energized or really effective.
Mm-hmm.
So I would do that walking meditation and I would start with, I'm very thankful that I'm here today, but I'm feeling really disgruntled. I'm not feeling really good. I'm not feeling like I have anything that I want to give thanks for except that I'm here today. And then that's when I actually ask for help.
Okay.
What is my next best move? Mm-hmm. What is my next right step? And 99.9% of the time, actually I'm going to say 100% of the time, mm-hmm. I get the answer. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is in that moment, but I feel it throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I tend to tackle that a bit differently. If I'm in the middle of a day and let's say I'm having a hard time with things and I want to move back into an area of gratitude,
mm-hmm.
I generally walk outside. There's the garden out front, the birds in it, everything else. I sort of look at all of that and go, God, that flower's gorgeous. I'm grateful for that. And I just move to things that are in my immediate surroundings that I can latch on to. And I don't know if it helps everyone, but it certainly helps me. I can latch on to a dozen things around me and go, I'm grateful for that bird. I really like those birds. And I'm really grateful for those flowers because they're really beautiful. And I just move from there. And within two or three of them, I'm moved out of that altogether.
And that's when you're energizing.
Yeah.
You're energizing. For me, the same thing. When I step outside and I smell fresh air, anything that can energize your physical being, especially if you're in a depressed and unresponsive state, it means that your frequencies have suddenly dropped. In order to lift them, you were right, go outside. Fresh air can be such an adjuster that just stepping outside for a few moments and breathing fresh air. I'm sure this is one of the reasons why many people in our building have a tendency to go for smoke breaks, because they come back and they're in many ways, they have changed. Their frequencies have noticeably changed.
Yeah. No, it works. Well, and the other thing, too, is that what it does is, even if you don't smoke, it takes you out of the environment that's reminding
exactly.
you of what you're going through and lets you escape it for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And think.
Mm-hmm. So you might step outside and say, I am thankful for this opportunity just to get away from the craziness and to smell the fresh air.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's that simple. It really is that simple.
And then you will notice the shift. And when you go back, you will see your perspective will change. And you will see things in a different light.
Yes, Izzy, you would talk about that, because as I was thinking about what I said, Martin, that was very intuitive of you. I actually look up to the plants and the trees. And then I immediately see beauty and feel like, oh, yay, and thankfully you're here. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling a little bit yucky this morning, and I've given my gratitude statement, and I've asked for help, but as I walk along, I notice everything. Mm-hmm. And I actually notice it, I think, when I'm in that state, more brilliantly. I don't mean that in the sense of smarter. They're more vibrant. They are more stunning than they normally are. If that makes any sense at all.
Yeah, when you give gratitude for something, it does seem to bring the energy out of you and what you're looking at.
Yeah.
It just brings
exactly.
everything into a higher state of energy that just makes it look so much more enjoyable. So you're in a state of appreciation. So you're in a state of appreciating what you're looking at, which automatically makes it beautiful.
Exactly, yeah.
It's interesting. We forget these simple things that can move us away from, and we do things automatically. As you said, Ron, people step outside to escape.
Mm-hmm.
They quite often don't realize that they're stepping outside to escape. They just know they have to escape, and they do it. But it's the perfect opportunity to give gratitude for it and move yourself into an even higher state. But we do things sort of like by reflex, have to get away or have to change or have to get this out of my mind, so I'm going to go over there. But if you added the gratitude into it at the same time, you'd find that it would be so much more uplifting than just the escape itself.
Mm-hmm.
That it's amazing how it all ties in to move your energy up so beautifully.
And I would actually say that for some of our listeners, maybe they can't get outside.
True.
So is there something inside that just kind of warms your heart? Is it a color in your home? Is it a pet? And for those that may be somewhat less fortunate and you're homeless, is it a blanket? Mm-hmm. Is it where you are? Give thanks and really appreciate and really feel that love coming back from, I know it sounds kind of bizarre, but that inanimate object. But I think that there's an energy that will resonate with you and that will give you some thrill of euphoria that will move you forward.
Mm-hmm. No, there's so many things around us. I mean, even if you're wearing a favorite sweater.
Yeah.
You can look at it and give thanks for it. But even memories. You can think of a friend. You can think of a loved one. You can think of a great time. When you escape into that as well and give,
great
oh,
examples.
That was lovely. I love them. And this was, you know, a wonderful time in my life. You can bring yourself up to that energy by going there as well.
Great
in gratitude
examples.
For it. Mm-hmm. Gratitude is one of those things that I know when you don't have it, it's very hard to picture how it's going to help because you don't seem to have anything in your mind that you can give gratitude for. And then you can look at it and say, oh, well, that's just silly. Why would I give gratitude for a stupid flower? Why would I give blah, blah, blah? And it's interesting that if you can just step back for a minute, and if you're in that state, just try it with something that you truly are grateful for. Because as Ron says, you emotionally have to feel it and it has to be real.
Well,
but even
everything,
the attempt will move you there partially.
Well, and everything has gratitude. If we're on the streets, gratitude is a blanket. Gratitude
yep.
might just be a smile.
Yeah.
And if you ever notice, gratitude and kindness seem to go hand in hand.
Yes.
Kindness is necessary as the first step. When somebody does something out of kindness to you, your instant reaction will almost always be one of gratitude.
Yes.
They have given you love, which is something that everybody is always constantly looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where kindness and gratitude have to go in hand in order to ensure that it is authentic and real. If somebody hasn't given you anything and you go up to them and you say, oh, I'm so grateful for you, they're going to look at you and they're going to say, I didn't give you anything. Why, you know, what are you up to? What do you mean you're grateful? So kindness is like the right hand and gratitude is the left hand. They have to go together. So whatever is gifted to you has to be genuine. And the thing of it is if it's gifted to you by someone else, there's an element of trust. Because in one sense, they've actually gone out of their way to give you a gift.
Mm-hmm.
This makes that kindness even more authentic.
Yes. And as you said, there's kindness on one hand and gratitude on the other. Mm-hmm. But when you put them both out there, right in the middle is love.
Yes.
And that's, in between your right and left hand is your heart, is love.
And we're all looking for copious amounts of love.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But Ron, you made a really great statement there, and I want to reiterate that. If it's not authentic, it means nothing.
That's right.
It has to be authentic. It has to come from your heart. You have to really feel it.
Otherwise, it'll be suspicious, and it will do the opposite of what you're attempting to do, which is
well,
to increase the frequencies of love.
And you don't get to diabolically just go, oh, I would like this to happen. You have to be it. You have to live it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't get to go, oh, if I do this, if I smile, oh, they'll smile back at me. Therefore, I am engaged. You have to really be it.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's just fake. I don't believe there from my perspective alone. I can't speak for everyone else. If it's not authentic, then it has no vibration.
Well,
or at least not
a
positive
frequency.
Vibration. Yeah.
Yeah. And you'll notice also something that the authenticity behind kindness, if you go out of your way to be kind to somebody, and it is something that is genuine that might have been a little bit difficult for you because you've had to overlook something selfish that would have said, oh, don't be kind to this person or whatever, but you overcome that and you are kind to this person, they will sense that. Their intuitive selves will sense the fact that you have actually gone out of your way to be kind to them. And what you send out will always come back. So the more authentic you are with your kindness gift, and in fact, if they get to see that, you know, this person really didn't need to even go that far, what that engenders in the way of trust and that person wanting to express their gratitude back to you is tenfold. So going that extra step to be kind can add an immeasurable amount of energy to this whole wanting to raise the frequency bit.
And it goes back to what goes around comes around. If someone's just giving a gift to try and buy someone off, they'll know that. You'll know it immediately. You see it in business all the time. People are just trying to do something to buy you off, and it's like, yeah, no.
And you can feel it immediately. Yeah, and as I said in earlier programs, the ability to discern and to feel, and your intuitive body, that's all the development of the emotional. So the more you heal your emotional body, the more you'll be able to sense when people are being deceitful or they're wanting something other than what they're telling you they want.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Kindness can be so many things, and it can be on so many levels. It can, as you said, Karen, if it's an authentic smile or an authentic compliment or going out of your way to get something for someone because you heard they wanted it and couldn't find it or whatever have you. If it's authentic and it's coming from heart, it will bind you to the other person through love in a way that you won't get through being or doing anything else.
And they'll feel it. They'll feel it.
Mm-hmm. Especially
you can't fake love. You cannot fake love. Mm-mm. Not authentic love, but
our inability to feel has certainly allowed counterfeit love to prosper and exist.
Sure, but absolutely, Ron. And part of being our sovereign self is to move forward so that we can discern that.
Yeah. The more you love your authentic self, the more you're capable of feeling more. And the more you feel, the more you will be able to discern the truth.
Exactly.
Yes. And you know, it's interesting, and I know it's going off a bit off topic, but that brought a thought to mind. If you have low self-esteem and you're desperate for attention from anybody, you can be taken in very easily by people who can use you because your low self-esteem is just latching on to anything that comes up and you're not paying attention to your intuition and your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So it's another thing to watch out for because I know a lot of people who, they're really good people, but for whatever reason, they're not socially outgoing. They're a bit of a loner, but they don't want to be like that. So they try and fit in, but they're clumsy at it. And some people get cruel to people over that. And their low self-esteem, as soon as someone comes up and says, oh, let's have a conversation or let's do this, and you light up and you want to go with it. But unless you're letting your heart and your intuition talk to you, it may not always be what it seems to be. One of the things you have to get sort of moved out of yourself is hating yourself or having low self-esteem so you can get into that intuitive mode. Because if you don't, you won't always recognize true love and kindness. And that can be a trap in itself. So there is the other end of the coin where people do not know how to feel for it for a thousand different reasons.
Right.
And you have to watch for that as well and look at yourself and figure out why is that.
Low self-esteem can also lead to codependent relationships where you don't believe that you're capable of providing all your own needs for yourself, that you need to have a significant other in order to do that for you. Those kinds of relationships never work out.
No, whether it's monetary or emotional or all of the above. Yeah.
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. They simply continue to feed your low self-esteem.
Right.
And it's a never-ending trap of always repeating the same thing over and over and over again. But when you begin to embrace your responsibilities as a self-sovereign individual, then you can begin to recognize that you yourself can actually be your own answer, that you can actually provide your needs. Now, what does that do to a codependent relationship, though?
True. Well,
especially if one is ready to grow and the other one isn't.
Yeah, well, maybe it could be time to let it go, but they can only decide that between themselves.
That's right.
But that's where the simple gratitude can help you grow into that awareness.
Yeah.
It's just giving thanks for simple things and moving up from there.
Thank you for that opportunity, for that relationship that no longer serves me, and therefore I need to let that relationship go. It could be as simple as that.
And it could also be as simple as giving gratitude for the other person who doesn't want to grow. Because once you give gratitude for the other person, it's much easier for the other person to begin to forgive themselves for whatever thing that they feel guilty about.
Yes. And for having gratitude for the other person to show you all this can very well keep you in the relationship as a growth tool. And your attitude change may very well change them.
It could well change them. Yeah. And as I said, having gratitude opens. If you're constantly in a state of gratitude, you're constantly telling the universe that you're open to healing. You're open to forgiveness, that you're open to doing something different, that you're open to change.
Yes. You have to
and
be
that's
willing
always
to go
been
there.
The key for me. That's always been the key for me.
So something as simple as gratitude, when you really start to contemplate it, is far more subtle and far more complex than we first can perceive it to be. It can be profound in its implications and what it can extend and touch and heal.
Yeah. When you look at the definition of gratitude, it goes back to being thankful. Quality or feeling, there it is again, of being grateful or thankful.
Yes.
And it originated in the Middle East, but that's what essentially what it comes back to. And it also sort of had an accent of pleasing in there. So when you're thankful, it means you are also pleasing. Obviously, if you're in a state of gratitude towards people, you're obviously pleasing them and you're pleasing yourself.
It comes to the euphoria, right, that I talked about earlier. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's very interesting that its whole root goes back to emotion, pleasing, thankful. It is a word that means nothing else but those things, and that's exactly what we've been talking about.
And there's nothing in the realm of hatred or dispute or anything of that kind.
No.
It's just pure gratitude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is a positive all around. It can't be anything but. It's a word that people toss about too easily. I always look on it sort of like the word love. Oh, I love those shoes, or I love that I got $20 of my paycheck extra, or I love that I got gratitude is, oh, yeah, I'm grateful for 1,000 things, but then they don't name any of them, you know. And they use it as though it's a threat. You should be grateful. Ooh, that's not gratitude.
I think with any word, we have to articulate what it looks like for us as individuals. And I think for everyone, it is actually different. What are you grateful for?
Mm-hmm.
I would ask all of our listeners to maybe take a few moments and when you have a chance, and we'd love to hear from you on our Facebook page, but what are you grateful for?
Mm-hmm.
It could be as simple as a smile.
Mm-hmm.
It could be more extravagant, like, I'm grateful for my home, or I'm grateful for my car, or my job, or we'd love to hear and explore that, what that looks like.
How many thousands of things can you be grateful for? Now, I'll get back to my statement there when I said, you know, someone would say to you, you should be grateful for that. When someone says that to you, it's interesting, and it shows two things in my mind. It shows that the person is hurt. Because they thought they did something and you weren't being grateful. And they were doing something kind to you. I also find that some people can use that as a tool against people. But quite often it's used that they've done something and you didn't appreciate it. So where is your gratitude when people do things for you? And that might also indicate that you don't have much gratitude in your life. Because when someone does something like that, and it's usually someone in the family or a friend, and they do something and they expect you to be, not expect you to be grateful, but they're caught by surprise when you're not, it sort of slaps them in the face in many ways. Now,
well, the moment you use the word should is one of the most
horrible
used words with regards to guilt.
Yes.
Guilt is behind that statement. And guilt, as we've said in other programs, is not loving.
No.
It is only judgmental. It has no intent to hear what you're going to do after it states that you are guilty of something. It doesn't care what you're going to do. It's revengeful, and it simply says, I'm going to hurt you.
Right. Now, it's an interesting two-edged sword, though, because quite often people get a bit angry at that point because they did something kind and loving and people didn't notice. And that can hurt someone, but you shouldn't allow it to go there and stop you. But on the other hand, when someone says that to you and they're not just using it as a continual control mechanism, maybe it's time to sit and reflect and go, yes, you know, right, I do take them for granted and I should be thankful.
Well, so but there are other ways. There are other ways of saying that very same thing. That person who is on the receiving end of that guilt statement, mm-hmm. it's how you feel when somebody guilts you is horrible, and it is not a loving statement.
It isn't, and I'm not saying it is, but on the other end, it could contain a grain of truth.
But what I'm saying also is that people think that in order to love, you have to have guilt. That a guilty conscience is typically what today has been replacing God, because a guilty conscience actually says, well, you didn't do this right, so you could have done this. People will associate guilt as being, as having a guilty conscience and meaning that it is a loving thing, that which is why so many people will actually think that when they're guilting somebody into, you know, manipulation, that they're actually doing it for your own good. It's like, you know, somebody saying, I'm going to slap you, but know this, I love you and I'm doing it for your own good.
No, I know, and I'm not arguing with that. But all I'm saying is that sometimes people say that out of anger, and it is something that the people should be paying more attention to and be grateful for. It's. I'll give the analogy of the mother who continually makes meals and does the clothes, washes the clothes, and does everything else, and no one gives her a second thought and just shoves their clothes at them and says, oh, do these. That person can get a bit miffed that they're doing all this and they're getting no thanks for it. There is truth in that. In that those people should be more grateful. And if they did the list every day of things they should be grateful for, it would probably appear on it at some time. So there is the other end where the people aren't being grateful and they're being selfish. And all I'm saying is that reacting that way is not the right way to react, but it can also indicate that you're not behaving in the right manner either to someone who's doing all this for you and you're just taking it for granted and ignoring them.
Well, the only other thing with that is that I would not even allow that statement of guilt in the first place. I would go back to them and say, you're trying to guilt me. Say it another way.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm not disagreeing with that.
But if you accept that the guilt statement that's given to you has a beneficial quality to it, because now you're going to change your way or look at something differently. In order to look at something differently, you didn't need the guilt statement there in the first place. You don't need guilt to do the loving thing.
No, I know. And I'm not saying you do. And maybe I just change that. And it could be if someone says you should be grateful for it. Maybe, as you said, they should just say, you know, I'm angry because I do all these things and I get no thank you for it. And you ignore me and just sort of expect me to automatically do all this. And why should I? It could be someone who's just stating their truth about why they're upset.
Yeah, yeah. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
I think when I listen to that comment, and I agree with it, Martin, I guess I would separate that from gratitude versus respect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, possibly.
When I think of gratitude, I think of gratitude coming truly from your heart. Mm. I'm so grateful for something that I got, expected or unexpected. Mm-hmm. It does not change the fact of respect. So if you're doing something where there is an anticipated retrieval of a response, I'm not suggesting you give gratitude if there's no response.
No, no. All I'm saying is that so many people do not give gratitude to so many things, and they can take people who do things for them all their lives and they just take it for granted. But I'm just saying those people should begin looking at what events they're causing in the life, the hatreds, the anger, and the breakups that occur, because they didn't give a simple gratitude for something they do appreciate, because they did like that meal, or they did like, you know. And all I'm saying is move to gratitude in all things, and don't overlook these things and take anyone for granted, because gratitude is never taking someone for granted.
No.
So that's what I was getting at.
No, I completely agree on that point. Yeah.
So it's very interesting. And that's why I went to the low self-esteem and how some people don't even recognize gratitude properly or fall into what really isn't gratitude.
And that low self-esteem, you also hit on something. Give gratitude to yourself for all of the good things that has come into your life.
Yes.
Because you were open to receive it. You felt at least worthy enough to be able to receive it. Mm-hmm. So continue to extend that gratitude to yourself as well. That's important.
Oh, yeah. And that's a piece we haven't really talked about, is gratitude for oneself. We all have things we've done in our lives or learned in our lives or helped other people. And, you know, when you help other people, and whether it's on a project at work or it's at home or someone who just needs help, whatever it is, just an act of kindness, you should have gratitude for that coming into your life so you can be more of who you wish to be. I mean, hopefully that's if you're doing it more and more, is who you wish to be. Yes, give gratitude to yourself as well for receiving all this, the ability to do that.
And once you do that, hopefully it will begin to address the guilt that many, many people have with regards to thinking too little of themselves or too much of themselves.
Yes.
As opposed to being in balance with being worthy of whatever. If you think too little of yourself, then you're a doormat. And if you think too much of yourself, you can become very arrogant.
Mm-hmm.
Let's for a moment just take a bit of a mind shift to when we give gratitude, what is the outcome of that? If we could talk a little bit about the times that we've given gratitude and felt gratitude authentically, what has been the outcome? So if we could share with our listeners what that looks like, what the benefits are.
The first one that pops into my mind, and it happens all the time, is joy. Just joy.
Another one that pops into my mind is you establish trust.
Yeah.
Trust is a very important thing, especially in today's where everybody's suspicious of everybody else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, at the basis of all that is love as well.
Mm-hmm. Right. That warm, fuzzy feeling that just simply elevates you. And just when you have those moments of elevated love, I mean, the hairs on your arm will stand on end.
Yeah.
I mean, everything gels together.
Yes.
You know, there's a cohesiveness and separation completely disappears.
Yes, and on all fronts. It's mentally, it's emotionally, it's physically. It puts a bounce in your step. It literally transforms you in an instant.
Mm-hmm. For me, it has a tendency to eliminate any form of judgment in that moment.
Mm-hmm. And all angers and hates from the day just disappear, and they're not even in your mind anymore.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Karen? Yeah.
Now you guys know why I love gratitude.
Yes.
And I'm so moved by it.
Can also be a builder, especially if, for me, I've been noticing that being in a state of gratitude does, in fact, begin to heal some of the more difficult relationships that are around me. Some at work that I've been, you know, that have been difficult, and I've had a lot of judgments. The moment I begin to embrace it, and the longer I'm in that state of being grateful, it's amazing how it changes, and it changes unexpectedly in unexpected ways. Because normally, when I'm in a judgmental state, the person that I'm judging will often reflect the same thing back to me. They will see reason to judge me back. The moment I'm not in that state of judgment, they themselves will all, it opens a window for them not to judge me as well, which I never expected when I actually began to see how that worked. I did not expect that I thought the other person would continue to judge me until I did something. But just being in a state of gratitude changes a lot of things around you.
It has to be authentic. Yes, it cannot be fake. But if you truly, truly feel this state of gratitude, I guarantee you will feel it 10 times back. Mm-hmm. Guaranteed.
I'm just going to say one other thing that I do in order to elicit that gratitude is ask for help.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Good point, Ron. Good point.
And a lot, as I said, if you have low self-esteem or if you think too much of yourself, asking for help might be difficult. So that's where it would have to be authentic. But the moment that I was in true need of something, with this person that I was having a difficult time with, the moment I went to them and said, you know, I need your help on something. I just can't get this. It's amazing how that elevated the whole gratitude. You could tell this person was, even though they weren't saying they were grateful, you could tell that their essence was beaming, just being grateful, because now here was somebody who was acknowledging their worth.
Well, the other thing that comes to my mind, too, is that when we're talking about energy and moving energy and how we're feeling and being authentic, I would hate for anybody to think that if I do this, this will happen. in 30 seconds or less.
No.
Because that's not what we're talking about.
Right.
It's about living and breathing an authentic and sovereign self-life.
Yeah.
That will rejuvenate this.
And
that will have this come through. And it may not happen in the first 30 seconds, the first day, the first week, the first month. It's a process that says, in my mind, at least, and correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but it's a way of being that if you are as authentic as you could possibly be, you will reap the benefits and give back and serve back the benefits all in real time. But it doesn't happen in a split second.
No, it has its own divine right time, and it has to, you have to be ready for it to receive it. If you're not ready and not open, it won't happen. And this is all to do with the emotional body. The mental body, as I've stated before, is very electric. It's very fast. It's very quick. The emotions are magnetic, and they're much, much slower. So you're right, Karen. Sometimes you might have a thought that says, you know, I want this right now, but your emotional body is lagging behind and needs to catch up. So it's going to require experience, which I've stated before is in actuality is what is time, or the time continuum, is experience. So the emotional body begins to prepare itself in order to receive something. You're right. It might not happen today. It might not happen tomorrow. The emotional body needs to evolve to the point where it will accept it, and it is ready for the accepting of it.
Exactly. And when I think about that in concept, it's gratitude is not about getting something back. It is really about truly authentically feeling gratitude. Period. And you are not looking for something coming back. If it does come back, as we know in the metaphoric field, it will, but that's not the precipice for doing it. That is not, I would never say, go out and give gratitude and life will be good. That's not how it works.
No. Well, you know, and I've also found that whenever I try to force myself into accepting something emotional, I've always had a reversal. You might accomplish something in that moment, but if it's not authentic and you're not ready for it, the reversal will eventually happen, and it'll come back and revisit you with a disaster of some sort. It will reverse.
You know, to me, it's sort of like starting a painting. You know, you start off with a color background, and you start off with a few brush strokes, and you start working on what you're building and painting. Mm-hmm. When you work with gratitude over time and you really invest yourself in it like you do in a painting, where you honestly want to move forward with it and you're asking for that and you're looking to move forward, then as you work with the painting, as Karen said, it may not happen overnight. It may take some time, just like a painting. But when you're done and you've got the last brush strokes in and you've been doing this for a while, you will see something that is really pleasing and magnificent in front of you that you've painted. And it's the same with gratitude. It takes time, and if you haven't been practicing gratitude at all, then if you wish to, then it is sort of like that. It takes time, but when you're finished, it's something magnificent you can look at.
And if I might say, Martin, and maybe I'm wrong, so you guys correct me, but if you're giving gratitude to get something back, that will not work. That will not work. Because that's not authentic. That's not authentic.
Yeah, that's right. That's manipulation.
It has to come from the heart.
Yeah.
But then, as I always say, all great paintings come from the heart as well. It's not just slapping something on so it's done.
Yeah.
It's actually working at it, thinking about it, contemplating it, working it through your whole being till you paint something you really wanted to paint. And that's where it has to come from. You really want to do it.
As I think about all the topics that we talk about in all of our shows, it all leads back to self-sovereignty.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing that we're talking about in gratitude, as all of our listeners know, is part of being self-sovereign. It is not a quick fix. It's about a life venture.
Oh, yeah.
It's about a life journey.
Mm-hmm.
It's about being authentic.
Mm-hmm.
And when you actually embrace that, the world is your oyster. It's very cool.
The universe responds. Yeah. Yes. And it's that time again, I hate to say. We've got a little less than 2 minutes to go, but we're just about there.
Oh, goodness.
Yes.
Well, may I go first?
Certainly.
Because I am the queen of gratitude.
You are.
So, this evening, I would like to give much gratitude to our host, Martin Campbell, for being the most authentic man I know and for always giving his love and appreciation to all of our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And my fabulous and divine co-host, Ron, for doing exactly the same thing. And may I say, I am completely overwhelmed and give much gratitude for all the love and support that the two of you continually give me as I grow in this journey and as you've brought me along, and how wonderful it is to be a part of your universe and all the teachings that the two of you bring to light. So thank you. And my last gratitude quickly is to all of our amazing listeners. You guys are amazing. You guys are what invigorates us to come back week after week and be a part of your lives. And thank you for being a part of ours.
Yeah.
And I guess there's nothing I can say to top that other than have a wonderful, wonderful week. And we will be here next week.
Yes, indeed. And the only thing I'll say, Karen, is I thank you for that statement. It is loving and wonderful, and I'm in gratitude for that. And I, too, am grateful to all the listeners and both of you.
Which I hope highlights the value of gratitude and what we've been talking about, because it does create an opening for healing and removing stress. And as Karen kept saying, your intent to heal and have gratitude is very important, because they both go together. Because gratitude is asking for healing. You can't have gratitude and be hateful at the same time. And I'll reiterate the post that Ron shared with us earlier. The three ways to fail at everything in life. Number one, always blame others. Number two, always complain. And number three, not to be grateful. All of those are a sure recipe to fail in life. And if you haven't guessed by now, that's why we stress why gratitude is so important. And as always, thank you to our network, the Law of Attraction Radio Network, which we very much have gratitude for and appreciate. And don't forget to go on our Facebook page, because we'd love to hear from you, at facebook.com/sovereignself. And move with gratitude. And with that, have a fabulous week, everyone.
Thank you for listening to The Sovereign Self. We will be back with another show that will celebrate the beauty and perseverance of you and your sovereign self. If you would like more information or to send questions to Martin, Karen or Ron, please go to their Facebook page, www.facebook.com/sovereignself. See you next week.